following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a BetMGM Friday on the Michigan Sports Network. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Sign up now and use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to win free bets. That's bonus code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up right now. New customer offer paid in free bets. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 for free bets. That's SHEPBET100. Sign up now.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts studio with the huge one, Bill Simon.
What's up, Michigan? It is a Friday journey together on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. I think our partnership on and off air in terms of this show and the Michigan Sports Network is nearing, 4 years in the fall? Last 2 days, we had a chance to get out and golf in the morning. Yesterday at the Mines west of GR, and today at the North Kent Golf Course in Rockford, close to where Superfly lives. And there's a point where you just have too much time with somebody you work with or even your family. You may respect them, love them, but there's just a flat-out line. Enough is enough. I told Superfly we have a busy show. His quote, I don't care. I told him the Tigers are red hot. Fifth best record in the American League since May 8th at 38-27. They haven't lost since coming back from the All-Star break. His quote, is it 6 o'clock yet? What about Harbaugh? Had the Big Ten football media day yesterday, comparing conversation about him on the hot seat to World War II propaganda. Well, Superfly said to me, the guy's nuts. And I loved his quote about, they're going to die trying to beat Ohio State. I always appreciate honesty. I don't buy the World War II propaganda. And I heard Jim Rome just lay down a huge opinion on Harbaugh that the facts say he's on the hot seat. That he lost last year to Michigan State at home. That they were 2-4. That he can't beat Ohio State. That their signature wins are few and far between. When you're paid at the time, $8 million, you're paid to win. It's nothing personal. I've always said that about Harbaugh. I've met him. I like him. There's something about, and I know he was different yesterday, and we'll talk to Chris Ballas from thewolverine.com in a few moments, but I just don't hear the motivation from Harbaugh that would make me run through a wall and play for him. I don't hear that, and your head coach needs that. You need the Dabo. You need the Nick Saban. You need that when things aren't going right or when they're going well to keep everybody grounded. The facts show that Harbaugh's on the hot seat. They didn't increase his salary. They lowered the buyout. They lowered his pay. I agree 100% with Jim Rome. He is on the hot seat. Ohio State's going through another quarterback change on the Harbaugh watch while in Ann Arbor. Time to beat the Buckeyes. Mel Tucker rolls in and embarrasses your football team. Yes, there were no fans, but totally owned you in Ann Arbor. And how many more Michigan teams do we need to see that don't look like they want to be there? They were 4 and 5 stars out of high school. A lot of those players move on to the NFL, and you see that talent, and you're wondering, where was that in Ann Arbor? So is it motivation? Is it coaching? So now you change coaches. Now you're looking at another potential new starter that you haven't had consistent quarterback play from a guy who played quarterback in college football at Michigan and in the NFL in Jim Harbaugh. So nobody's looking to force Harbaugh out or have talk show conversation or Twitter and Facebook that he's on the hot seat, but it's not real. No, he's on the hot seat. Okay? If he wasn't, they wouldn't have lowered the buyout. The University of Michigan has a national name. They recruit nationally. Their brand is still as big as any university in terms of the Block M. And they brought Harbaugh in to not go 7-5, not say next year, not go 8-4, not have excuses, not get blown out by Wisconsin, not get owned by an inferior Michigan State team in the fall of 2020, but to move Michigan closer to Ohio State. That's why he was hired. And he's a good man, and he seems to love his family. But Harbaugh wasn't doing this for free or volunteering. It's about the big money, and you need to win big games. Hot seat might be a little too much to say right now, but at the end of the season, if he's 6-6 and he didn't beat Michigan State and Ohio State, there's no way he'll return in 2022. That's my huge opinion, and I'm sticking with it. Speaking of college football, you know, those rumors were swirling a couple of days ago. People are like, hey, Oklahoma and Texas aren't leaving the Big 12 to go to the SEC. Oh, now it looks like it's going to happen in the next 24 to 48 hours. And then people went nuts at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook. They're like, well, how can you say they should go after Kansas and Oklahoma State? Yeah, I get the Notre Dame dream. I get Pitt would be a perfect fit with Penn State. I understand that. Grabbing Syracuse, all right, I get that. But you have to be realistic. Notre Dame isn't coming to the Big Ten. They partner with the ACC. They'll go there first. Easier path to their championship game. You have to get by what? Clemson and another school every year, maybe? So they're not joining the Big Ten. It's not happening. But in this evolution of the forthcoming 12-team playoff, and now Oklahoma and Texas, at least according to all the reports, moving to the SEC, the Big 12 probably will add Houston, I would think, maybe SMU. I don't know. The question is, what schools will want to stay in the Big 12? Some will say, well, hey, man, we'll be a Power 5 conference. It might be an easier path to get to the playoffs because you could go undefeated. I mentioned Kansas and Oklahoma State because Oklahoma State's good in football, good in hoops, good in other sports. Kansas, perennial top 10 team in basketball. Football program needs a lot of work, but they would give you Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Tulsa TV markets. If I had my dream scenario on revamping the Big Ten, no, I wouldn't say go after Kansas and Oklahoma State. I'd buy Rutgers out and get them out of the conference. They bring nothing. People in New York, people in Philly, people in Jersey, they don't watch Rutgers unless you got family or friends. They don't draw crowds. Maryland's good in hoops. There's something about Maryland ever since they've been in the Big Ten. They just don't seem to be a fit. And maybe that's geographical because they're on the East Coast. So if I had my dream scenario, I would throw or ask or buy out, and Maryland should go back to the ACC. Rutgers should join what? I don't know what conference that the American Athletic Conference that has like Tulsa and Cincinnati, probably that group. And the dream scenario would be that you would add Notre Dame and Pitt. That's a dream scenario. Notre Dame and Kansas. In West Virginia, if the Big 12 implodes, West Virginia is going to have to stay in that conference no matter what. Who's going to take them? You know, this landscape of college sports and the changes. It's all about TV money. It's all It's all about that 12-team playoff, because the SEC loved having two of the four, and now they're thinking we could get six of the 12 by adding Oklahoma and Texas. More TV ratings, more money, more tradition. Man, you put Texas and Oklahoma in the West with who? A&M, Alabama, LSU? My Lord. But when it expands to 12, what are you going to do? They haven't formulated all the final approvals or changes or how you do it, but I assume the Power Five conferences will all get their champion in. That's five. And then the other seven will be, you know, if did Notre Dame go 11-1? Did a Western have a 12-0 season, or Toledo? Is it going to be a Cincinnati? Could it be a Tulsa? Could it be a Memphis? You know, a Boise State? But I believe the SEC's thinking we could get half of that field every year. Every year. Which means what? More money for the Southeastern Conference. So if you're the Big Ten and the Big 12 starts to splinter, I would say, just based on Big 12 teams, I would make a run at Kansas and Oklahoma State. I'm not saying it's going to happen. And they may look at it as staying in the conference, because if you get Oklahoma and Texas out for basketball, you're Kansas, you're going to roll. You can, you know, people still look at records. It's not always strength of schedule. They still look at records. Notre Dame, I've been saying this, what, I'll be 20 years on the air with the Huge Show in September. Notre Dame is such a perfect fit for the Big Ten. But right now they have their own TV deals. They don't share. I know they do some revenue sharing. And the pandemic year kind of opened their eyes, I think, to playing in a conference. And I believe their first choice would be where all their other sports are playing right now. And that would be the Atlantic Coast Conference, the ACC. But man, Oklahoma, Texas, Texas A&M, LSU, Alabama, all in the same division in football. Could you imagine that? If I'm the Big Ten, I'd do away with divisions. Top two teams every year would play in the Big Ten championship game. I don't like the divisions. I don't at all. Something I do like right now is watching those Tigers. First time in 5 years, as I mentioned, right before the All-Star break, where they were must-see TV, and now you're getting this run and the excitement, and you can feel the culture. And you can feel the impact of A.J. Hinch and his staff. And I'm looking at the schedule. What time is the game tonight? They play the Royals. They're pushing to be a 500 team. They were horrible in April. And like I said, fifth best record in the American League. I think the number said 38-27 since May 8th. They're four games below 500. Man, if you look back at that god-awful series with Minnesota right before the All-Star break, if they just had a split in Minneapolis, they'd be a 500 team right now. And there's still a long ways to go. As I mentioned, at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook. Is it time to start talking playoffs? You're nearing the 100-game mark in the season? I don't think it is. I think there is the reality that the Tigers, even with the way they're playing, they have lost ground on the A's. They're still nine back in the wild card chase. In front of them, the Angels, the Cleveland Indians, oh, excuse me, their new name, the Cleveland Guardians. Who sits in a room and comes up with Guardians? And I don't get, I know they changed Chief Wahoo a few years ago. I don't get, the Indians didn't seem derogatory to me as a name. I never thought that. But you know what? If Native Americans, if they feel offended and they let the Indians know, then so be it. I'm on board with the name change. Some wanted Cleveland Spiders. I didn't like that at all. Cleveland Guardians is even worse. It sounds like a bad Marvel movie. The Cleveland Guardians. There's no nickname for that. The G's? The G-Man? Is there anybody that likes that name? Cleveland Guardians? I would have taken, they have, what is it, the Lake County Captains in the High A Midwest League? I would have taken the Cleveland Captains. You're right there on the water, right? There's a lot of captains, a lot of boats. There's big body of water right there, Lake Erie. The Cleveland Captains. Just like you had the Washington football team, I would have taken just Cleveland on your jersey, the C on the hat, and the Cleveland baseball team. But their Guardian, did you see their Guardian logo? I shared it at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook. It has kind of a superhero look to it with a baseball. So what, you got to get the kids, they're going to like it. You got to do the Guardians. Hey, you going to see the Guardians? Now, I'm curious if anybody likes it. Just drop a comment on the Huge text chain. Text the word huge to 21,000. Somebody said, hey, oh, when I said it's the dumbest nickname in baseball, they're like, what about Philadelphia Phillies? Well, they call Philly Philly. So Phillies. And then people come back at me like, oh, well, you got a better name? And I'm like, no, I don't. I would have went with, I would have stole the name from their Lake County, and I think it's Lake County or wherever it is. I think it's east of Cleveland. Cleveland Captains would have been a good name, right? With the C, you keep the C, it's Cleveland Captains. Don't give me that. Go out. You like the Marvel stuff. The Guardians. Oh, now it's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy, so they're going to have, their mascot's going to be that damn raccoon that talked that drove me nuts when I took my kids to that movie, or the third go-around with it, whatever it was. A talking raccoon is now going to save the world? Good. I'm on board. Was that Guardians of the Galaxy with the talking raccoon? Sure. Just anybody, let me know if you like it. Text the word huge. Out of 21,000. We also had some spirited conversation last night on the Huge Show Facebook page and Twitter page, or pages plural, where DeAndre Hopkins was saying that if he's going to be ostracized or forced, and not really forced, but if he has to take the COVID-19 vaccine, he may not play. Then he kind of deleted that tweet, but he still talked about freedom and I got 9 years left in me. And I was going back and forth on Twitter and I dropped some comments, and, you know, as long as the listeners and the people on Twitter are classy, which is a lot to ask, I let everybody voice their opinions, because I think this issue is going to be a daily issue in sports for a long time. And I don't mean just COVID-19. I'm talking about whether a team makes a player, coach, employee get vaccinated. And what if they refuse? And you just had the story I posted from the Vikings where they let a coach go, an assistant coach go, because he refused to get vaccinated. Even though the NFL is not mandating vaccinations, but they're putting together a protocol on rules, and they've even said that a team could forfeit if there is an outbreak in terms of one team and they couldn't play that game. So they're putting a scarlet letter V on you if you don't have a vaccination card. And you see this going nuts in other countries where people are protesting, France, Italy, the vaccine passports. So I went back and forth with the audience last night. And my whole point with DeAndre Hopkins was, Getting the vaccine is a personal choice, not the law, I tweeted. DeAndre shouldn't be punished or ostracized because he chooses not to get the jab. I went on to say the lack of qualified science data has created doubt about the virus from day one of this pandemic. People have gone back and forth on this virus from day one in America and around the world. Freedom of choice is still part of America. And then people came back, oh, well, then Colin Kaepernick or the U.S. women's soccer team or others who want to protest. I said, no, DeAndre wasn't doing that during an NFL game, saying he wasn't protesting the vaccine at a football game. He tweeted something out on his personal time, and he has a right to his opinion and feelings. That's what I said. And then people want to, what, flip and turn the words, right? Then, oh, you're a hypocrite. No, I'm not. So I tweeted to a Danny Martin out of Lansing who was going back and forth with me. I said, so are you comparing a pro athlete being pressured to take an experimental drug to an athlete or team bringing politics into the Olympics or into professional sports? Are you? And then I just told everybody, which I've been honest on air with all of you. And I said, I chose to get vaccinated. It was my choice. I respect those who got the jab and those who choose not to, like DeAndre Hopkins. Why this is a raging debate in sports puzzles me. Current science data connected to sports at all levels doesn't support this ongoing political rhetoric. And not a lot of people disagreed with that. But the NFL's dropping the heavy hammer because they have billions upon billions of dollars in TV money. And then the other side comes raging back. Well, if your employer says you have to take it, you have to take it, or you just quit. And I'm like, wait a minute. Weren't you the same people who are saying that an employer has a right to dictate free speech in their workplace? All this just goes around in circles, doesn't it? So I kind of sensed yesterday that this was going to be a daily conversation connected to the vaccination or the vaccine in pro sports. So what do we get about 2 o'clock this afternoon? Rick Dennison is out as Vikings offensive line coach, run game coordinator after refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. Vikings will promote assistant offensive line coach Phil Rauscher to replace Dennison. They hired Auburn special teams analyst Ben Steele as an assistant. So now the question is that the Vikings have done this. If a player refuses it, are they still going to allow that player to stay on their team? I don't know how the NFLPA contract, I know coaches aren't part of that. So it's a different world. I don't think coaches have a union when it comes to the NFL or any sports. Players in all professional sports do have a union. And the question is, if you're an employer and you tell somebody to get an experimental vaccine, that's what it's been deemed to be, and they get sick, or they have issues, are you liable? I know Big Pharma is free of any lawsuits, but will the employer be liable because they force that employee to get it? That's the big debate right now. And I know a lot of you, I've talked to people, friends, family, with their jobs are encouraging those to get a vaccine or saying, if you don't get it, right to wear a mask. I've been honest that I got it, but I respect everybody who feels they need it and those who don't. Superfly, we talked before. You got it, right? Is your whole family vaccinated? That's her choice. But I won't fault the family that lives next door to you in Rockford who isn't vaccinated because it's their choice. And then people are like, well, then you're saying the athletes can't kneel or bring politics? I don't think Superfly's family or DeAndre Hopkins is bringing it into their workplace. They're expressing what they feel. Isn't that free speech? Isn't that the the right to have your voice heard? It's crazy. It is. And now I just read Chicago public schools are going to require everybody to wear a mask indoors for school. I thought we were like clear end of May, June. Is this just like a summer thing and then we're back at it? Because here we go with the sports and COVID-19, and here you go hearing about schools. But I will say, and this is for the local news, the statewide news here in this state, what's happening in other states, because we lived with some of the toughest restrictions for a long time, I don't think it's fair to put fear into the people or parents or students in Michigan based on what's going on in another state or another city. And the sports side of this, think about the vaccinations. That the first debate, the first firings you've heard connected to getting or not getting the vaccination has happened in sports. Have you heard of anybody else who's been fired because they wouldn't take the vaccination? I haven't. Again, I don't peruse through all of Google every day. Man, you know, again, if your employer says you have to take it, do you just go do it? Or is the employer free of any litigation in case something happened to you? If you choose not to? I mean, I fly, I put on the mask. If you fight the mask, they'll take you off the plane. And if you fight it even louder, they'll ban you from flying. So I want to fly, I wear the mask, right? I just pray my kids don't have to wear a mask again and have that social distancing in school, man. Because what's lost in this entire pandemic is the damage done to our children. The mental damage, separation from structure, sports, school for how long? You know, 12, 14 months. We can't put our children through it again. We just can't. But I respect everybody's choice. I got vaccinated. If you don't, more power to you. I still love you. To the callers online, we'll get to your huge opinions. Also, NHL draft begins tonight. Ben Simon, head coach of your Grand Rapids Griffins, the Wings top farm affiliate. We'll talk hockey, Stevie Y's deals from this week. And we'll look ahead to the draft. Coach Simon will join us next.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with the coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations. I think there's close to 30 across the huge radio network. For the one close to you, go to MrCarWash.com, and there you can join their unlimited wash club. Now, this is a quick and convenient way to keep your car shining all the time. It's everything you love about getting your car washed in a simple, easy-to-use, affordable plan. As an unlimited wash club member, you will enjoy all the benefits of washing as often as you like, no long-term contract, convenient monthly billing, and now you can be rest assured with a contactless visit. So go to MrCarWash.com right now, sign up for their unlimited wash club pass, and that means you can get your car washed at any Mr. Car Wash location across the huge radio network or anywhere in America. Sign up for the unlimited wash club pass now at MrCarWash.com, and for the location close to you across the huge radio network, you can also log on to MrCarWash.com.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement. Saguenay Eagles Landing. Where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan. Let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Hi, it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros. Join me, Danny Cahalan, and Ryan Elke Monday morning at 6 to talk Lions, Wolverines, Spartans, and all things Michigan, all across the state and online anytime at MichiganSportsNetwork.com.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Now, make sure you download it today and always use the promo code HUGE to get the hookups. And we know the best athletes in America are in Tokyo right now getting ready to compete for the gold. And this week, DraftKings has given you 100-1 odds on the U.S. just medaling once. That's it. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year in Tokyo. That's 100-1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. All you have to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins just one medal. That's code HUGE for a limited time only and only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook. For full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we broadcast from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store or Auto Value Service Center will stay right here in Michigan. Service is a difference, and they get it. At your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store, for the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Let's go talk some Wings and Griffins hockey. Ben Simon is the talented head coach of the Grand Rapids Griffins, a Wings top farm affiliate on the west side of the state. He's standing by on the Meyer guest sign. Welcome back, Benny.
Huge, how are you?
Doing good, man. We'll get to the draft tonight, this weekend, get an update on the Griffins. But Stevie Y going to work this week.
Yeah, it's an exciting night. And anytime there's a big first round tonight, you're excited about a potential big new pick. And then the second through seventh rounds are Saturday. So again, you're going to add hopefully a lot more talent to the organization. So it should be an exciting 2 days here. And then free agency opens up the next week. So the next week to 2 weeks is going to be pretty busy for our management.
And a couple of his first additions, when you look at Nicoletti coming over from the Islanders, who had another great Stanley Cup playoff run, and then Alex Nedeljkovic, the goaltender from the Hurricanes, who some called the best young goaltender in the NHL. And for some reason, the Canes didn't want to pay him his arbitration money, and now he has a new deal, and he'll be competing for the number one goalie in Detroit.
Yeah, well, I'm familiar with Nedeljkovic because he was outstanding in Charlotte when he was in the American League in the minors, and he's slowly got a little traction under his belt in his NHL career. He hasn't played a ton of games, doesn't have a huge sample size to evaluate, but when you look at the numbers that he put up last year, pretty phenomenal for a young kid to hopefully continue from that point moving forward with Detroit. And then adding Letty, he was in Chicago's organization before when I was in Rockford, so I'm a little bit more familiar with him as well when he was younger coming up. But smart player, good guy. He's just a good team guy, and I think having a guy like that around The Red Wings are going to be beneficial for a lot of the younger players. But solid pickups, solid acquisitions by the Red Wings for sure.
Yeah, before the pandemic, Ben, you and your staff had a chance to work for a little bit with Mo Sider, and there's a lot of talk that with the year he had overseas, that he's ready to start the season in Detroit.
Well, again, he had a great year. We haven't seen him for a while just because they chose to loan him over to Sweden. But from everything I've heard, for the limited viewings I've seen, I watched a couple of his games online. It was clear that he's developed nicely. Is he ready for the NHL? Well, training camp will tell, but he's definitely put himself in a great spot to make the Wings out of camp. He looks great. He looks fast. He looks bigger. He looks stronger. He looks confident. He's always had confidence, but his poise and really just kind of swagger on the ice is evident and noticeable, and I hope he comes in and steals a job. And I won't say surprises, because he's not really surprising people. He's really worked hard to put himself in the spot, and I think he's ready for it. So we'll see.
Ben Simon, he does a fantastic job as the Wings' top farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins head coach, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Interesting in the protected, unprotected, looking back to this past Wednesday's Seattle Kraken, whatever they call themselves, the expansion draft. Either way, it sounds pretty cool. That there were a lot of guys that had played in Grand Rapids, a lot of young guys who, you know, hadn't reached their potential yet, that were left unprotected, and there really seems to be this changing of the guard time right now. When you look at the pickups, when you look at tonight's draft and all their picks, when you look at the protected versus unprotected list, that you're starting to get a vision of where Stevie Y is going with this franchise.
You do, but I mean, you have to protect. There's certain parameters with the protection in the list, and you know who qualifies, who doesn't qualify. You have to look at other, I guess, statistical analysis of what that player has done, what you think that player can do. But when you look at who they protected, and you know, a lot of it has to do with the number of contracts they have that they didn't need to protect guys, because they had a lot of restricted free agents that they didn't necessarily need to protect. So I wouldn't put a lot of stock into who they protected versus didn't protect. But you know, from the flip side, if you're a younger guy like you talked about in Seattle, and you weren't protected, and you do get an opportunity to go to Seattle to an expansion team and maybe get a little bit more kind of traction under your footing and a little bit more of a stronghold on a full-time NHL job and maybe more opportunity in their eyes, that's fantastic for them. So, I mean, we were disappointed we lost Dennis Chalowski, but, you know, I talked to Dennis the other day. He was appreciative of his time in Detroit, but he's excited. He's excited about maybe getting a fresh opportunity in Seattle. It's closer to home for him. It's 2 hours from his parents, so he's excited for that. And, you know, we'll be hoping that he does well every game he plays except against Detroit.
Speaking of Detroit Wings, tonight when the NHL draft begins, they have two first-round picks, number 6, number 23, two second-rounders. They have a third-round pick, two in the fourth, two in the fifth, and also a sixth-round pick in the NHL draft. Stevie Y has talked about just, you know, looking at the best player available. He's not going to target exact positions. So based on the draft, based on what they did last year, based on all the development of all these players, Grand Rapids overseas, what these guys have been doing, how do you think your roster is going to shake up by the time you guys get to training camp in the fall?
Well, again, some of these prospects that you're going to see drafted tonight and tomorrow night, you're not going to see for a couple of years just because there are rules in place. You have to be a certain age to play in the American League. So, we're a couple of years from seeing the kids that, whose names are going to be heard tonight and tomorrow. But you know, over the last few years, I mean, we've drafted a lot of young players, a lot of good talent, and we're going to start to see that coming through in the next season or two. You know, we could potentially have Lucas Raymond, Jonathan Berggren, you know, Jared McIsaac's another young kid who's going to come in, hopefully ready to go. Seth Barden, another young kid who came in at the end of the year. And, you know, I'm sure I'm forgetting some young kids off the top of my head here, but you know, there's starting to be that push of this young youth movement here. But you know, we have to make sure that we're surrounding ourselves with some good veteran players that can help these pros develop good habits and do so in a winning environment. You know, we got to make sure these kids are learning how to play the game the right way and how to win. I think winning's a skill, and I think you develop quicker in a winning environment. I hope it continues like
efforts. Ben Simon, head coach of the Grand Rapids Griffins, the Wings top farm affiliate. I think I saw on Twitter, I follow the Griffins. They just released their schedule for the upcoming season, so the fans will be back. That's awesome. Ben and his staff, they work hard. He's a good man. Also played at Notre Dame. He's from the Cleveland area. Before I let you go, what do you think of the Indians changing their name from the Indians to the Guardians?
Well, I got a text from my brother this morning, and Brad Dog Thompson, our equipment manager, is a huge Indians fan, and we're both just shaking our heads. The old Cleveland Indians are gone. I don't know. It just seems, to me, I don't think it was necessarily, and this is my opinion, it wasn't meant to be offensive or anything, and I'm not going to stir up any political incorrectness or correctness, but I don't know, I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy, and I'm not sure if I like the guard. It'll have to grow on me, I guess.
Yeah, I don't like the Guardians. I mean, you know, it sounds like a Marvel movie, but so be it. And they're trying to appeal to sell gear. And I agree with you that the name was never put there to be offensive. They did adjust and get away from the Chief Wahoo logo, which I thought was meeting in the middle. But, you know, it's a different society today, and we just move forward. And, Ben, I know you're getting away with the family. And thanks for your time here on the Huge Show across Michigan, and we'll talk hockey soon. Okay?
That sounds good. Stay happy, stay sane.
All right, and also, if Stevie Y invites you golfing and he's over in the area, you have to invite me.
Deal. Except no one invites me to golf because I'm horrible. I'm a horrible golfer.
I've seen you. I'm guessing with 13,223 hours of instruction, you become a 9 handicap.
It's pushing it. I'm a great scramble player, though.
Okay.
But, you know, if you're a legit avid golfer.
Well, I just talked to Dog, and we're getting our foursome in for the Griffins Youth Foundation outing. They moved it to the beautiful and new American Dunes Golf Club end of August. So I was talking with Kaiser and Dog, Brad Thompson, the renowned equipment manager for the Grand Rapids Griffins. So we'll be there for a good cause. Ben, man, enjoy the weekend with your family. My best to all of you, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks, dude. Take care.
No, he's just a good dude. He really is. Ben Simon, head coach of the Wingstop Farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line.
From Petoskey to Detroit, this show is huge.
Score a major payday with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using my code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on basketball and hockey or wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you're an automatic winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Superfly Hayes here from The Huge Show, reminding you that you can listen to every interview and show on the free podcast at thehugeshow.net. And make sure to follow us at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, wrapping up an unbelievable hour of conversation. Latest on Michigan's football media day, Michigan State's Today down in Chicago. And also our latest podcasts and interviews are free. You can listen on your schedule when you want to at thehugeshow.net. Just log on and listen when you can at thehugeshow.net.